You know, Hoosus, you know who I mean. What the heck's his name?
I don't know, I said. She wouldn't get off my goddamn lap.
Sure you know. He was in that picture with Melvine Douglas. The one that was Melvine Douglas's kid brother that falls off this boat. You know who I mean.
No, I don't. I go to the movies as seldom as I can.
Then she started getting funny, crude and all.
Do you mind cutting it out? I said, I'm not in the mood. I just told you, I just had an operation. She didn't get up from my lap or anything, but she gave me this terrifically dirty look.
Listen, she said, I was sleeping when that crazy Maurice woke me up. If you think I'm...
I said I'd pay you for coming and all. I really will. I have plenty of dough. It's just that I'm practically just recovering from a very serious...
What the heck did you tell that crazy Maurice you wanted a girl for, then? If you just had a goddamn operation on your goddamn... What do you call it? Huh?
I thought I'd be feeling a lot better than I do. I was a little premature in my calculations.
No kidding. I'm sorry. If you'll just get up a second, I'll get my wallet. I mean it.
She was sore as hell, but she got up off my goddamn lap so that I could go over and get my wallet off the chiffonier. I took out a $5 bill and handed it to her.
Thanks a lot, I told her. Thanks a million. This is a $5. It costs $10.
She was getting funny, you could tell. I was afraid something like that would happen. I really was.
Maurice said $5, I told her. He said $15 till noon and only $5 for a throw.
$10 for a throw.
He said $5. I'm sorry, I really am, but that's all I'm going to shell out. She sort of shrugged her shoulders, the way she did before, and then she said, very cold,
Do you mind getting me my frock? Or would it be too much trouble?
She was a pretty spooky kid. Even with that little bitty voice she had, she could sort of scare you a little bit. If she'd been a big old prostitute with a lot of makeup on her face and all, she wouldn't have been half as spooky. I went and got her dress for her. She put it on and all, and then she picked up her polo coat off the bed.
So long, crumb bum, she said.
So long, I said. I didn't thank her or anything. I'm glad I didn't. 14. After old Sonny was gone, I sat in the chair for a while and smoked a couple of cigarettes. It was getting daylight outside. Boy, I felt miserable. I felt so depressed you can't imagine. What I did, I started talking, sort of out loud, to Allie. I do that sometimes when I get very depressed. I keep telling him to go home and get his bike and meet me in front of Bobby Fallon's house. Bobby Fallon used to live quite near us in Maine. This is years ago. Anyway, what happened was one day Bobby and I were going over to Lake Cetabigo on our bikes. We were going to take our lunches and all and our BB guns. We were kids and all. And we thought we could shoot something with our BB guns. Anyway, Allie heard us talking about it. And he wanted to go, and I wouldn't let him. I told him he was a child. So once in a while now, when I get very depressed, I keep saying to him, Okay, go home and get your bike and meet me in front of Bobby's house. Hurry up. It wasn't that I didn't used to take him with me when I went somewhere. I did. But that one day, I didn't. He didn't get sore about it. Never got sore about anything. But I keep thinking about it anyway when I get very depressed. Finally, though, I got undressed and got in bed. I felt like praying or something when I was in bed, but I couldn't do it. I can't always pray when I feel like it. In the first place, I'm sort of an atheist. I like Jesus and all, but I don't care too much for most of the other stuff in the Bible. Take the disciples, for instance. They annoy the hell out of me, if you want to know the truth. They were all right after Jesus was dead and all, but while he was alive, they were about as much use to him as a hole in the head. All they did was keep letting him down. I like almost anybody in the Bible better than the disciples. If you want to know the truth, the guy I like best in the Bible, next to Jesus, was that lunatic and all, that lived in the tombs and kept cutting himself with stones. I like him 10 times as much as the disciples, that poor bastard. I used to get in quite a few arguments about it when I was at the Wooten School with this boy that lived down the corridor, Arthur Childs. Old Childs was a Quaker and all, and he read the Bible all the time. He was a very nice kid, and I liked him, but I could never see eye to eye with him on a lot of stuff in the Bible, especially the disciples. He kept telling me if I didn't like the disciples, then I didn't like Jesus and all. He said that because Jesus picked the disciples, he was supposed to like them. I said I knew he picked them, but that he picked them at random. I said he didn't have time to go around analyzing everybody. I said I wasn't blaming Jesus or anything. It wasn't his fault that he didn't have any time. I remember I asked old Childs if he thought Judas, the one that betrayed Jesus and all, went to hell after he committed suicide. Childs said certainly.